Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, August 4th, 2022. Today on The Ether, the Poppin' Puffins and Al Gowanna chat about their NFT projects with Superterra. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll give it a few minutes because I know folks will be gathering as always. But no, thank you for inviting me to host. Looking forward to this one.
Hey, yeah, I know you've been on the road or I know it's late there, so really appreciate it. Doing it at short notice as well. So
yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it's no problem at all. I've been away with my inverted commas day job, if you like, and I got back home at about, it's 10 o'clock UK time at the moment. I got back at about 8 o'clock, so a couple of hours ago. So it's good. It's been a long day, but looking forward to it. And it's always good to do these spaces, and obviously a lot of time for what you guys are doing. And really excited to meet the Al Gowanna project as well. So it'd be great to hear some more from those guys. So I'm just going to get our good friend HR Puffin up as well. And I think we're just waiting for our special guest. So here we are indeed. So I will invite them.
All
up
right,
as well.
Welcome. Excellent. Got the whole gang here. Oh, it feels good.
Fantastic. And we can get started in a minute or so. Yeah, brilliant. Obviously, as always, I think I do say it without fail, every single spaces I run, a massive thank you to our good friends Finn and the Terra Spaces gang, who capture so many important moments in the crypto space, particularly the NFT spaces. And so great to see you as always. Trying to confuse me a lot at the moment with different PFPs, but good to see you guys here.
Yeah, it's really cool to just in general. I think having you means we are again kind of bringing in and mixing these different communities on different chains, and so. I think that's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you know, I'm a big fan of Algorand, and I think when you first obviously launched the Poppin' Puffins collection on there, post the event that none of us like to talk about, but I was really pleased because I already had some Algorand NFTs and I'm a fan of the chain, so it's great to see that happening. I think I'm sure, in common with many, I've been involved in a lot of exciting spaces, chatting to guys from the chains such as Secret, various Cosmos spaces, and so on as well. A good friend of mine summed it up very well when I was talking with him the other day. It's kind of, we've gone from being experts in one chain to being novices, but positive novices, I think, learning about so many chains. So I think it's a good thing out of a challenging first part of this year. I actually feel incredibly optimistic about some of the exciting things that are coming down the track. With that positive thought, I always try and be positive, as you know. So I guess for anyone just joining, as always, and anyone listening back, as always, these sessions are very informal. A massive thank you to my good friends Poppin' Puffins for inviting me to host this at relatively short notice. Always a pleasure to help you guys out. And really looking forward to learning more about Al Gowanna. So if you guys are happy, I'll give you guys obviously a chance, Puffins, to do a bit of an intro, and then we can sort of dive into a gentle sort of AMA chat with the Al Gowanna team.
Cool. Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks again for hosting. And like I said, this is, you know, Superterra. Actually, I think you were probably one of the reasons we also came to Algorand, because you were so positive about Algorand and we trusted you. being on Tarot. So thank you for that. And it's good to have positive vibes back. I feel like there are some positive vibes seeping back in, and in general, that feels like cool momentum. And yeah, this is part of our tribute week that we are celebrating different projects. And it's the first one that we've done. We finished our shuffle on Algorand a couple weeks ago. And something that we always had in the back of our minds was to give back and to support other communities, and also to learn about different projects. Because sometimes when you're doing your own project, you get lost in, you know, your own community and the own, and your own kind of dreams and things that you're trying to do, and you forget about other projects, or you don't have the time to research, and it feels kind of bad to like miss out on all the good things happening. So for us, it's kind of a way to direct our attention to all the really cool projects, what they're doing, to kind of rediscover different projects that we you know haven't really been a part of, and hopefully find out cool things that also inspire us as Poppin' Puffins. And of course, our community comes from Terra, our community comes from Algorand, and we want our community to learn about these projects too. And so for so many reasons, we're doing this tribute week, and we started with Algoana because they're just a really, you know, standout project on Algorand, one of the OGs, doing amazing things, you know, that we can learn from and that we want to take part in and encourage others to check out. And so we have the founder here tonight, Goana, and we definitely want to talk to him tonight about all the cool things that they're doing, what they've done in the past, and where they're headed in the near future. They have some really cool stuff coming up. And yeah, that's why we're doing this space. So, you know, let's, I guess, where do we want to take it from there? Maybe we can start to talk to Algoana and kind of ask him a few questions, and maybe the people here that haven't heard from Algoana before can just get some background, like how he got into NFTs and why they chose Algorand for their project.
Cool. Hey guys, how's everyone doing?
Good to see you, man.
Good to be here. Good to be here. I'm in Australia, so it's a bit of an early start for me this morning. It's like 7 a.m. But it's a great way to start the day. So I've got my cup of tea and yeah, looking forward to chatting with you guys today. Thank you very much for having me.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a pleasure, man. I guess everyone has a cup of tea because they're waking up or they're going to sleep. I don't know. Either is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cool. You can't beat a good cup of tea.
Well, I grew up in the UK. I'm now based out of Australia, but yeah.
Yes,
some of the traditions are kind of stuck with me, I think.
I certainly picked the accent. I could hear a hint of English accent in there as well when you said that. So yes, tea does follow us around the world. I'm as guilty as anyone. It gets particularly confusing in certain parts of America where they look at you like you're insane if you're not drinking a coffee, but or coffee as it's called in certain parts of America. First of all, I just wanted to say a real thanks to Poppin' Puffins. I didn't realize I'd really inspired you guys to get into Algorand. So thank you very much. As I say, I am a big fan of the chain. Goana, great to meet you. And I have regular spaces with my friends down under, so I totally understand the end of my day, if you like, start of your day feel. So appreciate you joining us with your early morning tea. I think as obviously we kind of introed, I guess the first thing really, and I'll be honest, I don't know a great deal about your project. I've looked at it. It looks fantastic. Really good to understand a little bit about what your project's all about and how you yourself got into NFTs.
Cool. Okay. So I guess my story personally is I kind of got into crypto 2017, kind of just before that kind of big run up from like 3K up to 20K. Kind of made a little bit of money, lost pretty much all of it by holding shit coins and chasing ICOs and doing all the stupid shit that you're not meant to do. But I learned a heap and I maintained an interest in the space since then. In kind of 2020, I came across Algorand and it was kind of like an aha moment for me where I was just like, this just seemed to like just tick all the boxes. Really great team, really great tech. You know, it was fast, it was cheap, it was secure, and it was environmentally friendly. And I was just like, this just seems like a game changer. So I started following Algorand more closely. You know, and at that time, I was always just like a small-time retail investor, just, you know, a little bit of play money on the side. And I guess for me, it's something like I'd always found the crypto space super interesting. But I never felt there was a way that you could actively participate. To me, I guess I always assumed that, especially in the early days, it was like you either had to be like a hardcore dev with a computer science background or a finance bro. And if you didn't kind of fall into those two categories, there weren't really that many opportunities. And then I guess through 2021, we kind of saw NFTs start to explode in popularity, particularly across Ethereum in the early days. I wasn't particularly like early to see that. I think it was as Bored Apes really started to gain momentum that I started to take notice. And that was the first time for me I was like, oh, I could do this, because I come from a creative background. So I worked as a photographer for years, and then kind of transitioned into graphic design. I ran a small digital agency here in Australia. So it was kind of like, I'm looking at NFTs and I was like, right, I've got a skill set where I could do this. And obviously kind of being super into Algorand at the time, I'm looking at what's happening on other chains, like Ethereum's going nuts, Solana's starting to take off. And I'm looking at Algorand, and it was, you know, there was an emerging very early NFT scene. It was kind of, I guess it was coming out of those sort of post Reddit days where everything was just done through like Reddit chat groups, and people doing trust trades, you know, like Rand Gallery had established their marketplace. Yieldlings by Stitchbob was probably like the first breakout project where they were starting to, you know, trade for, you know, significant amounts of algos. I think I dipped my toe in and I bought my first NFT, was a yellow background yieldling. And I think I paid maybe 500 algos at the time. So there was definitely like an emerging scene. But I think probably apart from yieldlings, a lot of the projects had always had this very, I guess, like organic approach, where due to the small kind of market and just how easy and cheap it was to mint things, people would kind of like, they'd make a couple of NFTs and they'd put them out and they'd kind of see what happens. And if they got a bit of traction, maybe they'd make a few more. So I kind of looked at it, I was like, well, I want to do what they're doing on Ethereum and I want to do it on Algorand. Initially, I wanted to do like a 10K collection, and kind of as we started to like work on it and dive into it a bit more, it kind of became apparent that it just, you know, it didn't make sense to try and release a 10K collection when there's like 500 people buying NFTs. So kind of scaled it back down, but still maintained that approach of like wanting to come at it like a professional project. So, you know, we did a lot of things now that, you know, perhaps in the current market you'd consider as standard and as basic, but I guess at the time was kind of, it wasn't being done. So, you know, we built out a full website so you could go through, you could see all the different traits, you could explore the collection with filters, so you could do all that kind of stuff that, you know, now we're doing on like NFT Explorer and Assalytics, but at the time it wasn't really something that you could do. I don't think ARC69 had even come about at that point, which is kind of up until recently was kind of the default metadata standard. So yeah, we launched September last year, almost 12 months ago. And we started with a super simple goal. It was just like, we're going to plant one tree for each NFT that we mint. And that was kind of it. We put them out, not knowing what was going to happen. And yeah, it just went bananas. Like, we did the first drop. Even like, again, back then, we didn't really even have like this kind of shuffle or type drop mechanism, depending which chain you're from. Like, maybe it's kind of similar to like the candy machine on Solana. So yeah, we didn't have any of these kind of mechanisms. So I was literally like minting like 50 NFTs each week, and then we'd kind of release them, put them out, and we did that every week for 3 months, over 12 weeks, to release the whole collection. And yeah, like the first drop, it went absolutely berserk. And it was just like, right, we're doing this. We dropped, it was a Sunday night or a Sunday afternoon in the US. It was like middle of the night, my time here in Australia, because I messed up the time zone. So I was like sitting alone in front of my computer at like 3 a.m., like all my family's asleep and I'm just going nuts, like watching this thing go crazy. And it was like, right, well, that's it. Like, there's no going back. And since then, it's just been, 100% focused on working on the NFT project and driving it as hard as we can and doing as much as we can, I guess, just to maximize the opportunity.
That's fantastic. I love the passion as well. And the way that you've built everything from the sense of what's an achievable scale and actually something you've done. I mean, you're absolutely a pioneer, but I think something you've done that's really good there is actually have that kind of phased approach to the mint. And I was sort of chuckling to myself because I've not launched a project of this nature, but I've messed up with my time scales before and found myself talking to some wonderful people in Texas at 3 a.m. because I realized I got my time zones entirely wrong. But that must have been amazing. I imagine you were trying desperately not to be waking the family up with the drama. But the other aspect as well, which really appealed to me when I was first researching Algorand from a NFT perspective, is the very green nature of the chain. And I actually think, again, you very much trailblazed for a lot of other projects that are, if you like, environmentally focused. And again, for me, genuinely interested to know if that's something you've kind of found other projects will turn to you for kind of support and advice when they're wanting to bring kind of positive environmental change projects to the chain. I mean, the Puffins is a superb example of that with the the care for wildlife. I just wonder if that's something you've come across.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think we've seen a lot of the NFT projects have some kind of giving or impact component as part of what they do. And I think that's awesome. I think it's I guess it's kind of become part of the NFT culture here on Algorand, but I think it also speaks to the type of people that are kind of attracted to Algorand. I think, the fact that the chain's carbon negative plays a big part in that. It's fantastic to see. There's a lot of environmental impacts as built into the NFT projects, but there's also a lot of projects which support other organizations as well. Like, we've just seen the Promise Bears have released this week, which was a collection that Penny Crayon worked on to support a UK cancer charity, doing really great things. We've seen a lot of people giving to St. Jude's. So there's all these different kind of areas where people are supporting. And I think it's just a credit to the Algorand community that it's become so prevalent and such a big part of the culture.
And I think that is the differentiator for many, that really helps Algorand to stand out full stop, as I say, the environmental and positive impact of the chain. For me, obviously, I've been given some guidance in advance of this hastily arranged session, which is fantastic. I really want to explore a little bit more about kind of your future plans, if you like, the kind of V2 of your project. What's happening next?
So that's kind of very much where my focus is at the moment. Kind of head down in full sprint at the moment, trying to get this over the line. As I said before, like the original collection was quite small. We ended up minting 489 NFTs as part of the original Goanna collection. So the V2 for us is an opportunity to release a much bigger collection, expand our community, have it so it's a lot more accessible so we can get a lot more people involved. So we're looking to launch that towards the end of this month. I've been a little bit hesitant to say, right, this is the date is happening, because I don't want to be in a position where I announce a date and then have to push it back. So we will be giving people ample notice before we commit, but it's definitely going to happen before the end of this month. So it's a series of 5,555 NFTs. And I guess the backstory to it is we always wanted to do a second collection. And in January, as a community, we began to explore kind of these kind of like community DAO type opportunities. Someone had approached me, a company called XP Network, and they're like, oh, we're building this NFT bridge, you know? And I was like, oh, it's cool, but like we've minted our collection. There's not really any kind of immediate use case for it that I could see, but I was talking about it in Discord with some of the members of the Goanna community. And we kind of came up with this idea. It's like, well, why don't we go and buy an NFT? Like we could all buy one together. And the original view was to bridge it to Algorand. So we're like, okay, we kind of sounded out the community. We put a bit of a questionnaire out. It seemed there was some interest. And then we set up a multi-sig wallet with some of the longstanding community members. And we just, you know, people could submit however much they wanted. And it was incredible. In about 24 hours, we raised something like $80,000 to $100,000, which at that point, it was just like, this is insane, right? We've got all these people scattered all over the world. They've never met each other in real life. We've just kind of formed this online community. And then suddenly it's like, we've raised like, you know, a serious, legit amount of money like overnight. And then we formed a plan. We're like, right, okay, cool, we've got enough. So at that point, that was enough to go to Ethereum, and we went to OpenSea, and we bought an M2 Mutant Ape from the Bored Ape Yacht Club. And that kind of inspired a whole lot of events and was definitely a catalyst for the project. I think for the community, it kind of opened our eyes and said, right, actually, it's something that's pretty easy for us to do. And also, we've got this really great group of people who are interested in doing it and kind of prepared to do it as well. So one of our community members, a great guy called Chankle, he was super inspired by what we'd done, like this idea of like going across the metaverse and buying an NFT from another community. And he started writing this story. It kind of evolved, and a few of us started working on it with him, and we turned it into like a short comic strip, and we minted NFTs from it. But the story essentially was how, you know, the Goanna scientists are all working in the lab headed up by Silvio Goanna, and they've created this wormhole or portal across the metaverse into this kind of Ethereum wasteland. On the Ethereum side, there's this mutant ape, and he can't get home because the gas fees are through the roof. So he's sat at the bar drinking mutant juice. He kind of stumbles out of the bar to go for a piss and ends up falling through this wormhole. And he finds himself traveling across and landing in the Goanna forest. You know, the Goannas all rush over to help this strange looking character, and he freaks out. And it just so happened that we'd bought an M2 ape that had, so obviously it's a mutant, but it also had these zombie traits. So story, he freaks out, the zombie in him comes out and he bites one of the Goannas, which infects them with this kind of zombie virus, which runs through the community. And then as he runs off through the forest, he spills his mutant juice or his mutant beer that he'd managed to take with him through the wormhole. And that infects all of the Goanna food source. So if any of the Goannas eat this mutant fruit, then they'll become, you know, they'll turn into mutants. So we did a series of snapshots and airdrops for our holders. And we've actually issued them with zombie bites and mutant fruits. So the idea there is that if you hold one of the original Goannas, you'll be able to combine it with one of these other NFTs and produce like the mutant or zombie offspring of that Goanna. So the traits will carry across. So you'll get kind of a corresponding zombie version of your existing Goanna. So the original owners are going to get those, but we're also going to mint additional zombies and Goannas, which will go out to the public through the public shuffle as well.
Cool. Hey, yeah, like, so that was kind of my question. I was thinking, yeah, you have this kind of limited number of the original collection for like the wider audience and to broaden the number of holders. Like, what will Like, how will that look for, let's say, someone that doesn't have a Goanna, someone that's just seeing this for the first time? Like, how would they kind of approach V2 if they want to become kind of a member of the community?
So the easiest way is just that we have to take part in the public shuffle. We've done quite a lot of whitelisting ahead of the launch. We've really tried to use this kind of launch as a way to onboard people into our brand NFTs. So we've kind of taken a two-pronged approach with that. The first one is we've been working with a lot of the Algorand DeFi protocols. So trying to get their users to come and check out Algorand NFTs. So these are really great people to target for us because there's a lot less friction. Like, they already have Algorand wallets. They understand how, you know, ASAs work and asset opt-ins and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of them, you know, the DeFi space on Algorand's a lot larger in terms of user numbers than NFTs. So we've worked with the DeFi protocols to try and offer whitelist spots for them to come over. The other area where we've focused is kind of cross-chain NFT communities. So we've worked with a whole range of different blockchains. So we're, at the moment, we're talking, you know, we've got like Solana, Ethereum, Near, Hedera. And we've just found different NFT projects on those chains. And we've tried to build relationships with their teams. And sometimes it's been a whitelist exchange. Sometimes we've given whitelist spots for them. We've done some AMAs similar to this, where we did a big cross-chain AMA with the Solana community last weekend, which was fantastic. And I think stuff like that's been brilliant because it's been about building relationships between the chains. And it's a great opportunity for us to kind of show off Algorand, but also learn about some of the stuff that other ecosystems are doing that perhaps that, you know, would be really great to bring across into Algorand and that we could use to help develop the space as well. So that's been kind of, that's where we've been focused with the whitelist. In terms of the public mint, there's definitely going to be, there's going to be everything that doesn't get bought up in the whitelist will basically roll over into the public shuffle as well. So there's 5,555 NFTs in total. We've got about approximately 1,500, say, are going out to the existing Goanna holders. So as I mentioned before, we did the two airdrops where there was the zombie virus and the mutant fruit. Prior to that, at the end of last year, we'd actually run a staking program. So you could stake your NFTs, you could lock it up for a period of time. I think it was 8 weeks. And by doing that, you kind of got to go into, we did a Goanna lottery and we did like a staking reward where you got an NFT. We actually released a series of Goanna eggs because we knew at that time we were going to go into this V2 series. We just didn't know what it was going to look like. So if you held an original Goanna and you did the staking period and the two airdrops, you would have ended up with a Goanna egg, a zombie bite, and a mutant fruit. So that would give you the opportunity to mint up to three V2 NFTs. So that's going to account for about 1,500. We're probably going to retain a few hundred out of the collection, and the rest will go out in a public sale through initially through the white to the whitelisted wallet, and then roll over into a public sale.
Wow, I don't know how to keep up with you guys.
I know. It's one of these things where I'm like, far out, we've made this fucking complicated.
How did you do? Just day by day, you're just doing one thing after the other. And before you know it, you just have like this incredible, I mean, to hear all the things that you're doing, it's inspiring. It's amazing. Reaching out to all these different projects. But then the complexity of the story is pretty far out. And that was like community sourced, or was that really... Was that community source completely, or was it also like part of your vision or the team's vision? Like, we want to take it here, or did that organically evolve, you know, on its own?
What the story and the narrative for V2?
Yeah. I guess it how V2, like, okay, maybe you say we want to do a V2, but you don't know what it is, or did you have a strong idea, or did it actually come kind of from, you know, this story and from that creative wellspring?
Well, I guess like we'd been having discussions like in the Discord, and initially it was people are kind of, you know, like, because the Goannas, for those of the people who don't know, a Goanna is actually a type of a native Australian lizard. It's a type of monitor.
That's a good point. We should definitely clarify what a Goanna is.
There's a lot of people who think it's like a play on the word iguana, but it's actually a native lizard. It's a species.
Guilty as charged.
Right. So yeah, if you Google Goanna Australia, or you know, a monitor lizard, is a very similar species you find in other parts of the world across Asia. And anyway, but yeah, like we'd had these discussions, and you know, some people, oh, you should do like this type of lizard, or you know, like they had someone we talked about, there were some like cool looking lizards out of the Galapagos, or like water dragons, or but like nothing really stuck and nothing really made sense. And at the time we were kind of talking about, we were doing these Goanna eggs. So they're like, oh, it could hatch into this. And we're like, well, if one species of lizard has a egg, it's not going to hatch into a different species of lizard. And they're like, oh, well, you could do lizard babies. They'd be cute. And I was like, yeah. Like none of the ideas, I guess, nothing like just felt right. It was like, yeah, they're all okay. But we were kind of never like super inspired by it, or it just, I don't know, it wasn't where we'd want to take it. And then once we'd had, once we'd done this kind of DAO initiative and we'd bought this mutant ape, it was like, shit, like this is sick. Like this is a really cool idea. So we kind of, there was quite a lot of back and forth. We set up a channel called the Writer's Room, and there was about, I don't know, 6 or 8 people who were pretty active in like forming this narrative. And it was just like, this is awesome. It's like something I got really excited about. And I think part of the appeal is this idea that we could have essentially like 2 collections in one. So the zombies and the mutants, there's completely different art and traits for each one. So really it's two completely separate collections that are being released at the same time. And part of the thinking there is that sets us up for this kind of like really interesting interplay between the two communities. So we're going to launch a series of kind of like regular battles and challenges that will take place between each of the different factions. I've kind of become quite conscious that a lot of the focus through the first half of this year for us as a community has been around kind of like these different DAO activities. So we've been investing in, you know, different NFTs, both cross-chain and here on Algorand. And we've started to, you know, invest in Algorand startups. So we'd get companies that come and pitch us and they say, oh, you know, and as a community, we might take part in that. And like, that's like super valuable. And it's really interesting utility for the community. But it's also kind of like a bit serious, right? And like NFTs are meant to be fun. So I think this idea of the mutants versus zombies, it kind of gives us a really cool opportunity to bring some of this kind of gamification to these battles, and just to bring a bit of fun back, because like, you know, fun's like the best utility there is. So if we can bring that in, that's a big goal. So I think that was really part of what made the zombies and mutants idea really attractive. Was just being able to set up this super interesting dynamic.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like the fun utility. I'm still blown away by the kind of evolutions you've gone through in just a year, from unexpected success, just having fun, turns into like a DAO project, making investments, and then getting creative, making a writer's room, reaching out to other projects, you know, creating a, I guess one thing that blew me away is that you guys have done a lot, because it feels like, because you're pushing things forward a lot, you know, you're kind of on the cutting edge of what's possible with Algorand. Like, it seems like you've built a lot yourself, right, from the get-go. How does that actually work? Like, I mean, are you doing that internally? And like, we need, you know, you're just kind of building, but like, what have you built out? Actually, I know you talked about a dashboard, for example, that you've built out, and also like what you're doing with the evolutions. Like, I'm just curious, like in terms of, you know, what have you built out, and How does that feel? Like, we're using tools, like with our project, I guess we're very much using tools that have already been created with marketplaces and stuff. So how have you gone about that, kind of developing your own stuff?
So I guess, like, I mean, like you, we kind of, like, I'm definitely not, like, technical. Like, I can't code. Like, you know, I can throw together, like, a WordPress website, and that's, like, it, right? And I think that is one of the awesome things about Algorand is I managed to get from launching in September through till kind of December without having to do anything, like, technical. Like, we were managed to achieve everything we want just kind of by, like, using some of the awesome tools that we had. So that was great. A big part of what we've been working on behind the scenes is for what we want to do with this kind of new release, this ability to, you know, combine two different NFTs to produce a third one, to be able to, you know, exchange an egg and then receive a different NFT and have that tied to the rarity color of the egg and stuff. Like, that type of tech didn't exist. So that's definitely something that we've been building. I took on a couple of developers earlier this year, and we've been working quite closely on building out solutions for that. As far as, like, the DAO side, again, like, we've kind of just been, like, bootstrapping that with existing tools. It's kind of, that's actually been a bit of a frustrating point for me, is the stuff that I've been told is coming. I was like, oh, we're going to have DAO tooling in January. Oh, it's coming soon. And we kind of haven't had that yet. And I think that's perhaps a bit of a miss, that, you know, it would have been great to maybe see, like, a foundation push to actually say, right, this is something we need to see in the ecosystem, and kind of have ensured that had happened a bit quicker. But yeah, like, I mean, I'd be super keen to see that, so we could actually run, like, a fully fledged on-chain DAO, because I don't think anyone's really got a good solution for that. We've trialed a few different things that are kind of around on-chain voting, and it's still not great. It's kind of been a little bit clunky. So I think that's probably one area that we will actually be looking to dev our own solution for post-launch. So yeah, like, the major focus in terms of, like, innovating, like, tech-wise, is kind of definitely around this new platform that we're building, that we'll be releasing the NFTs through. We've done a few trial drops with our, like, shuffle system. So we did the Forest Folk, went out through that, and that was really great for us, because it was an opportunity to check that everything worked. You know, we've done a whole heap of testing, but until you kind of throw it live and out into the public at that kind of scale, you never know. So that was really great to kind of do that. We actually learned a lot that we'll be implementing when it comes to doing the Goanna release. Because we've definitely seen a few projects have tried to do their own shuffles on their own tech, and it's not an easy thing to get right. And we definitely don't want everyone logging in, like, all excited for the V2 launch, and it's, oh, sorry guys, the site's down, we're gonna have to come back tomorrow and try again. So yeah, I'm super excited for that. And we've got a bit of secret sauce that we've been working pretty heavily on behind the scenes as well, that we'll be dropping with the V2 launch. I kind of don't want to go in it now, but I guess all I'll say is we haven't just been working on a V2 series. There is a lot more coming that I'm really, really excited about. I think it should be, you know, some stuff that will be game changing for Algorand NFTs. And my hope is in kind of, you know, in a month or two's time, right, like Algorand NFTs will look completely different. So yeah, I'm super excited.
So are you saying something that you guys are doing, or something that would even be open for other projects to utilize as a tool?
Yeah. So something that we're building that'll impact everybody. So yeah, I'm excited for that. That's going to drop with the V2s, but I'm not kind of getting into what that is right now.
So something secret is dropping with the V2s. Something secret is dropping with the V2s, but we have no idea what it is. You heard it here first.
Yeah. So announcing the announcement, teasing the alpha. Yeah, I guess the other thing that you you mentioned there was the dashboard. That I think is like, that's something I'm really excited about. I feel like it's been overlooked. Like me and the team who worked on that, we're looking at the data every day and it's like the analytics, it's like, you know, I thought this was going to like go nuts because I think it's like, I think it's like the coolest thing we've made. So kind of earlier in the year, I think there's a guy called Andrea Bonacetto. So he's Italian guy based out of the UK, but like he's a well-known NFT artist. But he's like a classical, like a fine artist, if you like, really comes from that kind of traditional art world. And he released this incredible piece of work called AV Infinite. So he worked with Agash, who's a really well-known developer here on Algorand. He's actually the CTO of Zest Capital. And they built out this, it's like this huge NFT. So it was like displayed on the side of like buildings like Oxford Circus in London. And it was like on one of the big billboards in Times Square. And the idea behind it was that you could basically register through the website, and you could link up your socials. And then once you'd kind of given permission to the NFT, essentially, if you posted an image with that a specific hashtag, it would go through an AI process and become part of this NFT. And I'm like that was like insane. Like I was chatting to him like early this year and I was like, man, this is like really interesting, really innovative. And for me, I guess it just kind of sparked this idea around how NFTs don't have to be just like a static illustrated PFP. Like they can be like so much more. And we also saw the emergence of ARC 19. So that's a new metadata standard that's come out pretty recently. It was developed by Patrick Bennett, who's the founder and the guy behind non-fungible domains. So there are Algorand domain service. So, you know, like I've got a series of domains like goanna.algo. And he basically developed this NFT standard. And again, I'm not technical, so I'm not going to dive into how it works, but it basically allows an NFT to become like a mutable container. So the NFT itself, like as a container, like that's always like one object, but you can basically change what you put into it. So you can change the image, you can change the metadata. And I was like, this is really cool. And kind of like between these two things, I started thinking about like different ways you could use it. And then kind of in terms of like what's happened this year, like we've obviously seen, you know, pretty significant like crypto crash and like heading into this bear market. And as someone who's, you know, running a project, I'm on Discord every day, like there's this huge connection. Like, you know, you could just see in like the kind of overall mood of the community, how everyone's emotions are really actually driven in a lot of ways by like the underlying price of crypto and the market in general. And I thought that was really interesting. So I kind of had this idea. And I was like, well, what if we could create a series of NFTs where their mood changed based on the price of Algorand? And I had literally like zero idea how that like we could implement this. And I ended up connecting with the guys Matt and Rob primarily. They're the two founders of a company. They're based out of Australia. They're called MakerX. So they initially released a project called Data History Museum. Data History Museum was a really interesting project where they're like minting in live time NFTs, which are artifacts or basically form a record of an earthquake. So if an earthquake happens somewhere in the world, it gets reported officially. And they've basically got an API that hooks into this, takes that data and then mints it on the blockchain in real time. So I work with them and we've developed this series of NFTs. The idea was kind of around this idea that the NFTs will change based on price action. So we made a few different ones. So there's an NFT which will change on the 30-day price, the 7-day price, the 24-hour price, and the 1-hour price. So So depending on the percentage change for that time period, the NFT will change to a different color, and the Goanna's expressional will change as well. We also thought it would be fun to reference some of the, like, the crypto kind of meme culture. So I'm sure everyone's seen, like, the famous GIF of, like, the Bitcoin with its hands in the air riding the roller coaster up and down. So we made one like that. So we've got a Goanna in a roller coaster. If, you know, if the 24-hour price is trending up, then the roller coaster is going up, and likewise it'll go down or it'll go flat. So we made all these different NFTs, and kind of as we were working on it, we're like, wouldn't it be cool if we, you know, because at the time it's like, well, how do you display these ARC19 NFTs where they change, the image kind of updates every hour? So we were like, all right, we'll build like a web page where we can put them all together. And as we were working on it, we're like, well, this is kind of, you know, like, a lot of people, you roll out of bed in the morning, first thing a lot of people do is grab their phones, and they're like, right, you know, favorite coin checker, or, you know, they're grabbing like their phone, looking at CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko or whatever. And they're like, oh shit, you know, like, Algorand's at 33 cents today, or, you know, Bitcoin's hit 23K, whatever. And we're like, well, what if we can make a website where you can go and check the, you know, the price action, and you can see trends and stuff, but rather than it just being like this boring page of numbers and graphs, it's made like, it's visually, it's interesting, and it's fun to go and look at. So that's kind of, that's what we've done with the Maker X, or the Goanna X dashboard. There's also like a Twitter bot which will basically pull that data, and it sends a tweet out every day. It's good time. It goes out at like 7 a.m. Australia time, so I kind of see it in the morning, and that's how I get
it's for you waking up basically.
Yeah, but so that tweets out, because there was seven NFTs in the series, and there was kind of like one major one, and that was essentially was made up of four layers. So you had the background, which worked off like the 30-day price. Then you had so you had a background, you had a vehicle, you had the Goanna and his expression, and you also had the outfits that he was wearing. So each of those layers responded to a different time period, and there's a whole range of images for each one. So there's like 2,401 combinations that NFT itself can display based on those different layers. So that's the image that gets tweeted out every day. But yeah, I just love that project that we worked on. It was super fun and it was really cool, it was kind of out there and different.
I'm super excited to hear all of this. I shuffled one of the Forest folks, and so since that I haven't really, like, getting into the community. It sounds like a lot of these conversations are going on maybe in holder channels for the Goannas, because I've seen nothing about any of this, so it's really cool to get this rundown from the conversation, for sure. I wanted to ask you, with the Forest folks, do you have anything coming up for them right now? I think that we had gifted you guys a couple of puffins for giveaways. What's going on there?
Yeah, so we've definitely got lots of giveaways happening for the Forest folk. We've got, like you said, we've got puffins to give away. I've got some promise bears put aside that they'll be given away as well. So yeah, the Forest folk was an NFT series that we released. I guess as like the first dedicated NFT series that was like 100% connected to like the Tree Fund. So to give you the backstory on that, at the start of this year, we kind of, you know, or through last year, we'd been doing all our tree planting through the Goanna project. And we started obviously with the goal of planting one tree for each NFT, and it went like crazy well. We'd planted like 45,000 trees by the end of the year. And then the vision for the Tree Fund was like, well, let's spin this out. Let's put it in, make it its own entity. So I've got a partner I'm working with on that, a lady out of the US called Kavita. She's been a super big supporter of the Goanna project, and is really passionate about the tree planting that we're doing. So we came up with this idea that we'd, instead of basically with the the previous donations, it had been kind of like, right, we're going to auction this NFT and we're going to donate 100% of the profits to the tree planting. So it'd be kind of like, we'd sell something, algos would come in, and then we'd liquidate the algos, give them to a tree planting project, and they'd plant the trees. And that was cool. But we're like, well, what can we do that kind of makes it a bit bigger and more sustainable? So the way we run it is we set up this kind of fund, and then we'll raise algos through partnerships, through donations, through sales, like the forest folk, 100% of the sales went into the tree fund. And then those algos get invested into governance and Algorand DeFi. So they go back into the ecosystem. And by doing that, they generate a yield. So what that means is we can take this capital, we can put it to work, and then each quarter we'll take the yield that's been generated, and then we'll go and distribute that. So the idea there is that over time, the fund can continue to grow and it can have a much more significant impact. So it becomes sustainable kind of both in terms of the projects we're supporting, but also its own longevity. So the big kind of utility for the forest folk is really, we want them to become governors of the tree fund. So we've been doing, we did an AMA early on, kind of giving you kind of the backstory on the fund, where we're up to, what's happening. We've got a vote that's live at the moment where it's okay, like this is the yield that we've generated for the last quarter. Do we want to take some of the assets that we've got, or do we just want to take the yield? And then we're actually voting on which projects we're going to support. So we've got a few different organizations that we work with. So at the moment, there's a live vote in the Forest Folk Discord to discuss, you know, like the allocation between those projects. It looks like it's going to be 50-50 between trees.org and One Tree Planted. Trees.org are a great organization working across Africa. So they help farmers set up kind of like market gardens, and they're very much around empowering individuals to go and plant trees and giving them the tools and resources to do that. And One Tree Planted, I guess, are a more kind of traditional tree planting organization where they run kind of like different projects all across the world. So the cool thing with that is we're actually going to be able to have a second vote where we decide which project specifically we support, or even multiple projects we support with One Tree Planted. So we're the community going to say, right, we want to support a project in Europe, or a project in North America, or South America, or wherever it is in the world, because they've got they've literally got projects in every continent. So that'll be really cool. So that's the major utility for the forest folk, for the opportunity for people to come in and become a big part of what we're doing there. But there's definitely going to be lots of giveaways. We've seen a bit of action there with the forest folk. I really want to
make sure that we've got two forest folk now, which is great. Yeah, that was part of our tribute week as well. I think on Tuesday we kind of threw it up to our community and on Twitter about and learned all about forest folk, and now we're in there. So that's pretty cool, and they're great art too. And that's really cool. I really I wanted to say, like, I wanted to make sure everyone knows that we are, you know, trying to keep the Twitter spaces to about an hour, just to make sure, you know, that we fit everything in and we know everyone's time is valuable. So I wanted to mention first that we do have a special Algowana auction going on right now. And you see that in the posted threads in the spaces. And that's a Algowana signature puffin designed by our artist, the Olifants, kind of in tribute to the Algowana team. And 100% of the proceeds from that auction will be donated to the Goana Tree Fund that we spoke about. So that's pretty awesome. And right now it's at about 505 algo, I think. I think that ends on Sunday night, I believe. So there's still time to get yourself a cool signature puffin. If you love goanas and you love puffins, well, this is a match made in heaven. And it's for a good cause. So check out that auction. And then
Forget Lilac. What? It also comes with three whitelist spots for the upcoming V2 mint. It's totally. Not just the puffin. You're also getting some extra whitelist spots.
Yeah, so we also have some whitelist spots attached to this giveaway. You'll get 3 whitelist spots for the V2 collection with the puffin. So you're getting a puffin that's like a merge between a goanna and a puffin. You're donating the proceeds of charity, and you're also getting 3 whitelist spots. And then the other big thing for us is we're going to do a shuffle. I believe it starts. Does it start Friday night, HR? Or does it start Saturday? No, I forget.
I think we were going to do Saturday. You still have to mint the puffins.
Yeah, we still need to mint those. But we'll be setting up the shuffle for Saturday, and that will be 25 puffins that have a special trait for Algawana. And we're actually going to do a shuffle of 50 puffins, and half of them will be half of them will have this special trait. So you have a 50% chance of getting a puffin with a special trait. And then 50% of all those proceeds will also be donated to the Goanna Tree Fund. So,
and
that's not all. There's too much stuff, right? Okay. Each puffin with a Goanna trait will also come with a whitelist spot, right? So we'll have that shuffle on the weekend with some really cool Algawana traits. We'll announce all this on Twitter and in the Discord in the next couple of days. And each one of those NFTs with the Algawana trait will have a whitelist with it as well. So giving away some cool whitelists to the V2, which I'm really happy about. And I'm really grateful for Algawana as well, you know, giving us, being the first victim of our test run, you know, from these tribute weeks, seeing like how, you know, how we can showcase other projects. So thank you so much, man. I just wanted to kind of get that out there before I kind of have a hard stop in a few minutes, so I do have to jump. But I wanted to kind of open it up, I guess, Supertero, do you think, kind of open it up to the floor if anyone has questions for Goanna or Puffins? And if I have to jump, HR, I don't know if she's going to stick around for a few minutes too, can also answer some questions if they're directed at the Puffins. But what do you think, opening up to the floor for some Q&A?
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. I was going to say, first of all, thank you. Amazing amounts of alpha. I just love the
too much alpha.
The incredible story of how the Goanna community has developed. You know, the mutant ape, that wormhole story, falling into the forest, the fruit, the zombies. Yeah, my head's struggling to keep up. But no, amazing creativity and story thread. So absolutely fantastic. I will definitely be looking to get involved with the V2 collection for sure. The 5555, I think, was the total number in that, of which I think 1,500 reserved for the 3 different elements of the first collection. So furiously kind of trying to keep up in my head, but no, really, really good. I was going to say one last kind of puffins bit of alpha tease. I think when we spoke earlier, you were going to mention possibly something about eels, but when you messaged me, so I don't know if there's something to reveal now, or that's one for later.
Yeah, I can quickly talk to that. We could probably do a whole nother spaces on that. But big announcement this week for us that came kind of fast and furious was the fact that our eels are going to be migrating to Polygon with One Planet. So for those of you who don't know, One Planet was a really great marketplace and a great team of builders on Terra. And they've created kind of a seamless migration for projects on Terra to move to Polygon. And our focus is on Algorand with puffins. And of course you see what Algorand is doing with all this amazing, you know, the things that they're developing, like the dashboard and with Arc team coming online. And I feel like there's so many exciting things happening on Algorand, and that's where, you know, we're going to be developing and building and working with people. But we had a collection, the eels on Terra, and they were just sitting there kind of doing nothing. And we wanted to make sure that we took advantage of this opportunity to give all of our eel holders a home, you know, where they could be active and kind of, you know, whatever, you know, just feel good about holding an eel again, and hopefully being able to, you know, to partake in the community again and bring them back, you know, after, you know, a long time they've just been kind of in purgatory. So we're just really happy that our eels finally have a home. It will be on Polygon using One Planet's migration system. We'll be announcing I guess more updates on that in the coming days and weeks. And yeah, that's the big news. But we'll definitely talk about that more in the coming days and weeks. But we're really happy that the eels, the Poppin' eels, will be kind of, you know, that we can kind of develop them again. And to be honest, for bringing new people from a new chain, just like Gowanna was talking about, I think that's really cool. And that's really the future, you know, going cross chain, working with other projects, meeting other teams, learning, building together. And like, if Algorand's great, which we think it is, and, you know, we're building here, then the more people we can bring into the community as eels, well, they're probably going to want a Puffin too. And to get a Puffin, they're going to have to, you know, get an Algorand wallet and kind of learn about this ecosystem. So we think that's just a great way to kind of, you know, build an audience and grow our community. And so, yeah, I think it's good all around, and hopefully everything goes smoothly, but we'll keep you posted.
Oh, fantastic. So I was having some trouble with the mute button there. No, that's great. So please, the eels have a new lease of life. Yeah, happy to open it up to the floor for anyone who wants to ask questions of either Gowanna or the Poppin' Puffins. And yeah, see if there's any interest. We'll keep it open for a few more minutes. Otherwise, we will look to wrap up. And obviously, really, really enjoyed learning a lot about the Gowanna project, not least that Gowanna is actually a real thing. It's a real lizard. I actually didn't realize that. I thought it was, like many people did, some sort of play on words. So I'm sure we're not the first people to have thought that. But no, that's really, really cool. If anyone wants to press request, we can get you up to speak. As I say, we'll give it a couple of minutes. And then if not, as always, the recording is available or will be available soon via our good friends at Terra Spaces that capture all of these events. And as I say, I look forward to the rest of this exciting tribute week.
Yeah, we're waiting to see if anybody wants to... Oh, go ahead. I was going to say we have a Puffin to give away before the spaces end. So I was going to do that real quickly while we're waiting to see if anybody has.
Oh, I preempted you. I chose randomly while you were just talking. I was.
Oh, you did. Fine,
yeah,
then.
I did. And I messaged the winner. Money on the barrel. Money on the barrel.
Well, congratulations, Money, on your sweet, sweet Puffin. All right. I'll be quiet then.
No, you're right. I thought it at the same time. I did a random generator and it was Money in a Barrel. So I DM'd you Money in a Barrel. You can claim your free Puffin. So congrats. Now everyone's leaving. No, just kidding. Hey, thank you so much, Algorand. I got to jump actually, but because I got a hard stop, but I really appreciate it. This was cool and it was great. To be honest, it was mostly for me to know everything that you've done and where you're going. And I really love the dashboard and the dynamic stuff. That's really cool. So appreciate it and can't wait to do more with you. And good luck on everything in the coming weeks.
No, well, thank you so much. I mean, thank you for hosting and thank you for all this awesome stuff that you're doing this week. With the Gowanna Tribute Week, I think I'm stoked to be a part of it and really humbled by your support. So yeah, thank you so much. Love having you guys. I'm just stoked that you chose Algorand and then you found a home here. So yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Cheers.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I'm not seeing anyone wanting to step forward. Fantastic that the Puffin has got a nice new home. So equally we'll echo my thanks to the Poppin' Puffins team for inviting me to host this at short notice. Always enjoy doing these events and really great to get to know more about the Gowanna project. And I've definitely got that bookmarked now for your V2 launch. So good luck with that. Obviously good luck to the Poppin' Puffins for the rest of this week as well, for the tribute and indeed for the many other aspects that are about to launch across various projects. So thanks once again. Happy to call it a close. Thank you for everyone who's joined us to listen this morning, evening, afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. And look forward to speaking again soon.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody. Good night.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Poppin' Puffins and Algorand NFT Project AMA, hosted by Superterra, recorded on Thursday, August 4th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep it hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two. Help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Laser beam focus, Starscream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all a wreck with a dead man's swagger. Sitting in a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol. But it didn't matter, we was all hyped up. When the pedal lit the metal, he just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop. Ride off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth. Slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Envisioning the middlemen, listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion.
Terra Spaces.